WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Stocks have opened lower after yesterday's big sell-off, which was fueled by recession fears. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
I think that what we saw yesterday was the culmination of a lot of anxiety. May not be the end, by the way. We could see more selling. But that this is what really it means to be an investor.
The House may vote as early as today on the GOP spending bill to avert a government shutdown this weekend. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's not enough.
The House Republican so-called spending bill does nothing to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Top U.S. and Ukrainian officials are meeting in Saudi Arabia, discussing how to end the war with Russia. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly tells CBS Mornings.
We're going to have to see how this negotiation goes. This needs to come to an end. They don't want to fight this thing continuously.
Kelly says Ukraine should be able to reclaim all the territory it's lost. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
4540 WAUK News. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. A certain type of vehicle is being targeted in Milwaukee, and it's not the one you're thinking of. We have more news about the strange ways of staying safe these days.
If you own a Nissan, get yourself a nice metal box or some tinfoil. The recent rise in thefts of those vehicles in Milwaukee is said to be intercepted key fob data, with it now being recommended to cover up your key. Criminals are using a reprogramming tool to snag the signals from the air and make their own versions of your key. Milwaukee police say this type of theft has happened at least 9 times recently.
That's Stuart J. Waddles reporting. Do you know a high school student interested in both art and nature? Well, they may want to enter the design competition for the State Fair Park Passes this year. Melissa Kay has that story.
High school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Passes. This is for all high school-age students in Wisconsin. The artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the state. Steve Schmelzer is the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director. He said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. He's grateful for all of the students who submit artwork and said it's never an easy choice to pick just one design. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. The design contest is open now through April 30th.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. And finally, fire officials still don't have a final cause for that big brush fire that burnt out of control for several hours near Soren's Ford on Capitol Drive near Brookfield Road on Saturday. The good news is no major property damage was suffered. Nobody was hurt. Again, they're still looking for the cause of that fire. That's news on 540 WAUK from the Civic Media Newsroom.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with wind northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. And a blast from the past.
How you doing, Earl?
My good friend, Mr. Stephen Williams, he is the founder of Summons Master. And so, it's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
We go back many years.
Yeah, it just seems like time flies very fast.
Yeah, it does. I do recall, I used to have you on almost every week.
Yeah, that was during the housing crisis.
Yes. Yeah, man, at different radio station, different time. But what you bring to the table has always been important information to the average person, and you haven't stopped doing that. Tell us about what founder of Summons, what Summons Master is.
Well, I created Summons Master AI from the work that we've been doing, helping individuals who have been getting sued by debt collectors. Debt collectors right now, from the research that I've been able to gather from the states that are reporting, is that they are running rampant and they're using every tool that is available to them to put a lot of pressure on citizens. And the number one tool is to actually have people arrested. And I know when I say that, and I've talked about it, people just don't believe it because they know that in the United States, we don't have debtors' prisons. And that is true. We don't have debtors' prisons, but the tool or the mechanism that they're utilizing is to have the judge have them in contempt of court. And that is the tool that they're using to have people arrested for debts that they're not paying or answering to.
That's right. So let me see if I have this right. So in America, I'm a citizen who has been paying everything. And, you know, I couldn't have debt if at some point in time I didn't have a job or decent credit to wind up with some debt. So now all of a sudden something happens. I can't pay my debt. There used to be a vehicle called, what Donald Trump did a lot.
Bankruptcy.
So I could file bankruptcy. because bankruptcy could kind of give me an opportunity either through Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 to either pay my debts off or either have them wiped out. That used to be an acceptable reality in this country. Is that gone?
It's not gone, but there is a means test. So, for example, if a business decides that, hey, we're going to close up, file bankruptcy, I've witnessed this before. A business can just go into the bankruptcy court, sign off on some documents, show that there's no assets left. You know, they've gotten rid of all of that stuff before the bankruptcy. And it's just, you know, signing some paperwork, walk out of there scot-free. For citizens, for everyday individuals like you and I, we have to go in there and we have to go through a means test. And what's happened with that is, and this was during George Bush 2006, they changed the law. And they said they changed the law because people shouldn't have been filing bankruptcy. They were just doing it to get out of paying people. There could have been people doing that, but for the vast majority, people needed that relief. That's what our country set up for, relief, so you could get a fresh start, start over. And so with that means test, it's actually put people into a worse situation because, number one, if you don't have that much debt, you're not going to really want to file bankruptcy because you're going to put yourself behind the eight ball for, you know, for 2 to 10 years to rebuild yourself. But if you're bankrupt, you got to do it. But the having that means test, it's just made it more difficult for people to utilize bankruptcy to remedy these types of problems.
If you're just joining us, my guest is the founder of Summons Master AI, my good friend Stephen A. Williams. And so we're talking about, so let me try to wrap my arms around this. We live in a society where there are predatory people who can take advantage of the American people with bad deals, okay? Hidden language, small print that takes advantage of the American people. And then when the American people, some wake up and find out that they've been told that even though they don't have the greatest credit, they can get an automobile and they need an automobile. And so they go and get the automobile and some predatory person is charging them interest rates that are really outlandish. And now that pushes that American citizen further into debt, and they used to be able to get out of that. Now it is much more difficult a proposition because they're saying, "Hey, you owe this person all of this money." Never mind that the person took advantage of the person, but now they're siding with the person who took advantage of the person, of the citizen, and saying, if you don't pay this debt, I can lock you up. Am I hearing that right?
You're hearing it right. You wrapped it just like a present. This is exactly, it's like a debt cycle. It's like they can never get out of that trap because if your credit is not good, then you're going to pay more for the same things that people with good credit pay less for. But once a person is in that cycle, it makes it very difficult to get out. And then on the flip side, once they are not able to pay their debts, because that's what will happen, is they're going to start focusing on what they need to do to maintain their household, and they're going to stop paying those debts. That's going to allow those debt collectors or creditors or predator lenders to use the court system to take away to actually take away their income. And it even gets worse. We'll get into it. It even gets worse on what they're allowed to do. We haven't even got into bank accounts and seizing assets yet.
So we're going to get into all of that because there was a time, Stephen, when this was something just for poor people that they did it to, right? Poor people. And now we're in a society and in a cycle where, people are living paycheck to paycheck, even living in suburbs, right?
Absolutely.
Who own homes, you know, who own expensive homes and all sorts of other things. And now when you couple that with all the government jobs that they're cutting, and now we really got a major problem on our hands, Stephen, and it's one of the reasons why we have you on, because this is the kind of work that you do, and you're also educating people on the rights that they still have, and you're saying they still have some rights.
They have a whole bunch of rights. That's what I want to make people aware of, have a whole bunch of rights. I knew that you were the right person to bring this to, because you have a great understanding, number one, of how people feel. Like, one of the things that I believe that has not been included when people talk about this stuff is they don't know that having this happen to a family disrupts the certainty of a family. If they're married, it can cause divorce because, you know, not holding up their end, stress. All types of problems can come about from having these issues.
You know, Stephen, these laws that are in place to benefit, you know, the not the debtor, but certainly the people, you know, who they've gotten the credit from or who they owe it to. But these things couldn't happen without elected officials passing the laws to make it possible. The creditor can't do this on his own, right? He can't just all of a sudden decide that he's going to do this. They pass laws to make this possible. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, it's very safe to say that. They pass laws. They, you know, what I believe they do is they just do these test cases where they'll approach, you know, a senator or, you know, a representative, and they try to test the waters on what they could get approved. A good example is our state of Wisconsin. A lot of people are not aware that the max that could be charged on a payday loan is 2,000%. Could you believe that? 2,000% is the max.
You know, 2,000%. If you talk about, and I don't get me started on payday lending, because I've been opposed to it from the onset. I've always said, the places that they have payday lending the most are in central cities where many poor people live, and on military bases.
But, yes.
Man, why should, and there is a law against predatory lending for individuals, but why is there no law against, well, you know, we already know what the outcome of that is. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the good thing is that there are laws that help the consumer. It's just that, are they going to, you know, the consumer is busy working or taking care of the family,
right?
They're doing all this other stuff. They don't have the time to get educated on what they can and can't, what a debt collector can and can't do.
Yes.
And so that, you know, and I totally understand that, you know, that people are busy, you know, doing stuff for their family. But I want to make sure that we get to it. There's plenty of stuff that people can do to fight back.
So we've got a lot to talk about. My guest is Stephen A. Williams, the founder of Summons Master AI. 855-752-4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If you have or know of a young person who may need some help or encouragement when it comes to reading, consider Kickstart Literacy Program. It's a free four-day reading camp being held July 28th through the 31st in Waukesha. It's a great place to learn as teen volunteers help and mentor young readers. Learn more and register online at waukeshachurch.org/kickstart. There are limited spots available, so register by April 30th at waukeshachurch.org/kickstart.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the Machine Shack. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the Machine Shack's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sauteed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the Shack.
I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Stephen A. Williams. He's the founder of Summons Master AI. You know, Stephen, one of the reasons that I think it's so important that we have you on is you start talking about people being arrested.
Yes.
Come on, man. So what do they gain by if somebody owes you a debt and they're working and you arrest that person and lock them up, they run the risk of losing their job. How is that productive?
Logically, you're right. It doesn't make sense. But their strategy is to use a tool to put pressure on an individual to, at a minimum, answer to the debt. So just so we could be clear, because when I talk about people getting arrested, a lot of people, they just play, I can't believe it. We don't live in that type of country. What the tool that they're using, and people can look this up and research it for themselves, is they're having the judges put a contempt of court order on the debtor. So 75% and upwards of 85% reported debt lawsuits end up in a default judgment. That's where the individual either just doesn't show up. They just disregard it. So when the debtor has the opportunity to show up to court to say, hey, I'm either going to pay or I'm not going to pay, basically they just want people to come in and answer. So the tool that they're utilizing is a contempt of court. So there's been reports. There's a young lady that was at the park eating, and she was at work eating lunch. The cops went around, you know, checking the license plates. Have you been parked there too long? And when she got back to her car, they were like, you have a warrant for your arrest. And she said, for what? She said, I don't know what it's for, but when she got downtown, it was over a past debt that she owed that was about $700 and something. Now, they don't keep the person in jail unless they can't get in front of a judge. You know how that works.
Right.
But if you could get in front of a judge right away, they do bring them in. They, you know, answer to the debt, and then they will release them. But who wants to even go through that? That's the thing, is that no one wants to get arrested, because then what's going to happen to your car if you don't have anyone to pick it up, impound it, another expense right. that you got. And then when you're taken into jail, fingerprinted, all of that stuff, these are things that people just don't want to be going through.
You know,
it shouldn't be.
And certainly we're not advocating that people have debts and don't pay them.
Absolutely right? not. No. We're not advocating that at all. But what we're doing, just like a business can reorganize Chapter 11, you know, work out a deal, that type of stuff. You know, what I want to educate people on is that you need to, you know, you got to face up to it and try to figure out a solution. If it's bankruptcy and you qualify, bankruptcy. If it's working out a settlement. And then the ultimate thing is if it's a debt collector who buys the debt, there are laws on what they must provide to even bring the case. And there was a commission that was put together by a group of judges that, you know, do a lot of pro bono work. And they were showing where a lot of these debt collectors don't even have the documentation to even bring these cases, but they get away with it because people don't know their rights. They don't know what to do, what to say. And most of all, they don't even show up.
Well, because the intimidation, the way laws are written and the way the court systems work, the average citizen doesn't understand legalese. He can't possibly. I mean, if you go to any attorney's office and you look at all of those law books that are up against the wall, law is not something that the average citizen understands.
Absolutely.
And so it's written in a language that we don't understand. And so we're terrified because of what happens. Now, you talked about people buying debt. I want you to go into that, because unless you had to deal, we won't talk about predatory kinds of practices, people being able to buy debt and then bring pressures that the original, company that the debt was owed to basically says, this is a waste of our time. It's not worth it. We'll write it off.
Here's the path. It's kind of scammy on both sides. So the original creditor, if anyone has had a debt go bad, and I include myself in it too, I had to go through my lessons.
Right. So did I.
What they do is they're going to hold it for a period of 6 months and make a decision. But during that 6 months of no payments, guess what's happening?
It's just accruing, right.
And what they want to do is they want to, if they choose to sell it, and most companies do sell it, even though they sell it for pennies on the dollar, the way that they batch up all of this stuff, they're getting a little bit of money paid back. But this is where the catcher is, and this is going to shock a lot of people. Have you ever received anything in the mail from that was similar to an item that you purchased with your credit card or debit card or anything like that? Like you just all of a sudden get all of these advertisements in the mail.
Right.
Well, what I've learned in my over the time of being in this business is that the companies actually can make their money back by selling our information, our data, which is huge right now.
Wow.
They know what we like to buy. Yes. And they sell it to other companies for as much as $8 to $10 per name.
Really?
Per company. So let's just say that there's 500 shoe companies out there. They can sell it to each company for $8 to $10, our data.
Now, so again, the American people know nothing about this.
Nothing.
And this is done because, again, politricksters have made it possible. 855-752-4842 is the number. My guest is the founder of Summons Master Artificial Intelligence, Mr. Stephen A. Williams, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From the 540 WAUK newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles today, my name is Chris Morrow. A Republican attack ad against Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford claims that she would stop deportations of illegal immigrants or protect sanctuary cities. Is that true? Well, Tricia Young has more with today's Wisconsin Watch Fact Brief.
There's no evidence to support the claim that Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford supports stopping deportations or protecting sanctuary cities. A GOP group aired the attack ad, but when asked for proof, could only provide the position of Democrats who support Crawford. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
It's a bipartisan parking garage proposal that could mean changes statewide. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
New rules are being proposed in response to the parking garage collapse back in 2023 at Bayshore Mall. A group of representatives in Madison have proposed bipartisan legislation requiring parking garages in Wisconsin to undergo inspections every 5 years. The proposed bill seeks to address a gap in state law that lacks post-construction inspection mandates for parking structures. Lawmakers emphasize the urgency of the measure to prevent future tragedies.
And one last look today at that fire that broke out Saturday along Capitol Drive near Brookfield Road and the Sorens Ford dealership in Brookfield. The high winds pushed that fire dangerously close to a high-end subdivision in Brookfield. But again, property damage was minimal, a lot of burnt grass and charred grass, but no buildings were destroyed, no people hurt, no pets were lost. Still trying to figure out what caused the fire, and again, the winds were the biggest problem. 15 local fire departments responded. That's a look at news on 540 WAUK. In for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with wind northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Dom Salvia.
Next time, if the federal government can disappear a legal U.S. permanent resident without reason or warrant, can they then disappear U.S. citizens too? Plus, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
till I get there. Just a kiss and squeeze and hug, and girl, you know the rest, 'cause they tell me he never rests in Southern California. And they tell me he never rests in Southern California. Well, maybe I'll take the flight out tonight, and you can pick me up about 8. I don't know what airline, girl, but I know we won't be late, 'cause they tell me
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. My guest is Stephen A. Williams, founder of Summons Master AI. Stephen, as you are, you know, fighting and representing people who, you know, there's nowhere else to turn. You know, when they come after you and you're so frightened, and as you mentioned, your family is turned inside out and upside down, and the children and single mothers, man, who already have it difficult enough, people are preying on them. It frustrates me to no end that our nation allows, you know, and Tom from L.A. said, you know, they used to call it usury, that they allow these kinds of things to go on in this nation. And when we talk about the fact that the change of wealth that's taken place over the last 30 years, where people have become billionaires while the average American has struggled, a lot of it can be pointed to these kinds of things, you know, Stephen, where the laws are written to benefit, again, the creditors. And so the Americans, people be damned, we're going to make sure that the creditors can take advantage, and not all, but because there are some good creditors.
But
the fact that there are many that we know, and I think the system knows, are predatory, but yet, you know, they're allowed to continue this attack on the American people.
Yes, and if you would let me, I want to finish out on something about how the companies, before they sell the debt, or even if they choose to sue the individual, the original creditor, how they're actually making money. So we get those documents where they say the terms of services are changing, you know, you need to sign this, and you know, they send that to us, you know, often. Now, I'm about to reveal something that this will shock people. A lot of people don't know that Facebook, TikTok, Google, all of the platforms allow companies to just put the information about what their customers have purchased right into there. And then those ads will start to appear to people on those platforms. Now, it doesn't seem intrusive, because if you like to buy shoes and you're just seeing some more shoes, it's like, you know,
right.
Hey, but the problem is that the company is making money on that. So let's just say you had a credit card debt that you owed $5,000. You need to pay your debts. But if the company made more than $5,000 back, there needs to be some type of transparency, because they're making money selling individuals' information to other companies. Now, and so some companies mail out, but all of the companies dump into the platforms and resell the info. So now, once it's sold to a debt collector, these are the things that you need to be aware of. All debt collectors must get a contract to show that you owe them the debt. They must have transfer documents from the original creditor, affidavits, all of the statements from day one. They need to have a bill of sale and transfer. Now, I know that these are like just terms that are thrown out there, but these are very important, because when individuals are empowered with what they must have to even come after them for a debt that they've purchased, that changes the game. That really does change the game. So there's a number of documents that they must get, you know, that would just be like for starters to help somebody. And then when people come to me, they'll say like, Steve, what is the worst that can happen? Because we always want to know what's the worst.
Right.
So you can kind of game plan on what you're going to do moving forward. Well, this is what I'm seeing. They can garnish your wages up to 25% per paycheck. So you can end up paying them more per month than you were paying the original creditor. They can seize your bank account. I've had a lot of people come to me where they woke up, got an alert from their bank, money was taken, went to their bank. They had a document, a writ of garnishment, to take the money directly out of their bank account. Freezing bank accounts. And then the big one that is new, this is another shocker. Seizing assets. Now, let's just say you got two vehicles. Neither one of them are paid off. So you're going to be like, hey, they're not going to mess with that. It's not paid off. This is the strategy that they're using. They'll send an appraiser to look at both vehicles because you can only keep one. And when they appraise it, if they feel that they can pay it off and then resell it, go take it to Carvana or whatever, and resell it and make a portion of their money back, they'll do it. That's like, when I saw that done, that was like a shocker to me, because that was like one of the protections that people always had. Like, if it's not paid off, they're not going to even bother with it because they, you know, it doesn't make any sense. But this is what they're doing. They're just trying to use every tool that's available to them to be able to go after the money. And again, like you said earlier, we're not talking about telling people to not pay their debts. But if you're in a situation, there needs to be relief available and understanding on the other side.
You know, I can't say this enough, Stephen. These things have been put in place by elected officials. They have decided that the lobbyists, and I talk about this all the time, even when I'm not talking about this subject, the lobbyists have the ear of the people we've elected. And so those people that we've elected make it possible for this to happen. They can't unilaterally do this unless there are laws in place, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we just saw what happened with the CFPB, right?
What is that an acronym for?
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Okay.
That was a legitimate organization put in place by
President Trump. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. That's,
yeah. Inside of there, they had rules, regulations,
protections
that all debt collectors had to stand by. Before that, debt collectors could send you a letter without telling you you have a right to dispute that debt that they purchased. But the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has rules, and they must have all of the information on there giving the individual, telling the individual their rights. Now, it was shut down, and then I think it's back up now. They just kind of chopped the knees out of it. But that organization was really put in place, and it did have some good rules put in place there that even our elected officials were not able to make any changes to.
You know, when you talk about, you spoke of the protections that we have as citizens, and when they come at us and say you owe this debt and those things that you ran off or prattled off, the average person knows nothing about. I'm not. Yeah. How can I ask the debt collector, do you have this? Do you have that? So part of what I'm asking you is the only way you can kind of fight this is through the court system, which you can't afford.
Absolutely. It's like you're already in financial trouble, and then you're going to go and you're going to be in more debt to even try to fight. You know, that's actually why I came up with Summons Master, because my clients were coming to me. They were getting sued. I would send them to an attorney. They were like, it's going to be $2,500 out the gate. And then they would say they're trying to force them into bankruptcy. They're like, I'm not trying to go into bankruptcy. And so I just, you know, took a gamble because I'm the type of person that's going to try to help people. And I was like, let me help you help yourself in court.
So
people were winning.
So let me ask you then, because you're one person, are there others like you across the nation that can do the exact same thing? Because you're really a gnat taking on, you know, an elephant.
I could. There's people who can do it, but it takes a lot of time and research. And attorneys don't like doing it because not enough money in it. Exactly. you hit it right on there. And it just, my experience with just helping people with court cases, number one, started with my own court cases that I ended up fighting for myself and winning. And then over 5 years of helping my clients with this. Now you just hit the nail on the head. The demand is huge. I get about 100 people a day asking for help with this stuff. And that's why I ended up creating Summons Master, because I had to train some, you know, it's like I have another one of me that would be able to help people through these types of situations.
So let me, you know, we're at a pivotal point right now. And if you're fortunate enough to not have to deal with these kinds of realities at some point in your life, unless you're, you know, very fortunate, very bright, very smart, everybody's going to go through some financial difficulties. It's part of living, right? And you don't escape it unless, you know, even you're very wealthy, you know, even a guy like Donald Trump was, you know, as wealthy as he was able, got into financial difficulties. It's not something we should hang our head on. It's not something they make you feel as if you're a criminal, as if you've done something outlandish, because things happen in life. As you stated, divorce, death, all sorts of different things happen, not to mention laws changing in the middle of the stream after you've already sat down and made some deals with companies, but laws changing that put you behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
Some people, unfortunately, can't deal with it. They rely on alcohol. They rely on drugs. And there are even times that people take their lives because they have. This is real talk, Earl.
This, man, you're the right man for this, because this is real talk. This is stuff that, like, people. If you can imagine an email and you can sense the person is crying typing out the email, this is serious stuff that people go through.
855-752-4842. My guest is the founder of Summons Master AI, Mr. Stephen Williams. Tom, we could come right to you. 855-752-4842. I'll tell you something. There's not any more valuable information than the information that you know, Stephen has given out this morning. 855-752-4842. Stephen Williams on the Earl Ingram Show.
Your new choice, Real News, Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
We're squad about that one.
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
We're squad about that one.
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness and, more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Stephen A. Williams, founder of Summons Master AI. Stephen, how can people get in touch with you?
They can go to summonsmaster.com, and, you know, it shows how we can help them. Even now, one of the things that I require my employees and myself that what we do is we listen to an individual situation. And if they don't have the resources, we just get them everything, you know, with the knowledge and information so they can help themselves, because we never want to make it tougher for an individual to be able to maintain their household. So the first step is just to, you know, contact us. You tell us what's going on and we'll tell you exactly what you need to do. And that's no charge. That's what we always do. But if you end up needing the service, they could go to summonsmaster.com and check out the service that's offered.
Okay, I want to go to these phone calls quickly. Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning. First, sir, you are doing God's work. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
It's interesting. When I first learned about this thievery, usury that's going on, I own my own small business, and I had a collection person call me up and say, hey, we know that there's a lot of bad debt in companies, and we can get you 75% of your money back. And I said, well, I have a 94% of my people that pay, so I don't have that problem. But it made me realize that these companies are hiring people like this, they're paying them, that there's got to be a wiggle room to be able to negotiate directly with the company. So my recommendation to people also, besides going to this gentleman, is threaten that you're going to declare bankruptcy to your credit card companies, and then say to them, is there a way that we can negotiate here? Because this is, you know, an issue. And I'll guarantee you they will negotiate something with you.
Hey Tom, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, and your guest.
Well,
you know, some informative stuff there. And
But I think it realizes what a poor job we've done educating our children on finances, because there's ways to stay out of debt, and people put a lot of their wants before their needs, and they don't realize what stuff costs them in the long run.
Yeah, well, CJ, they still shouldn't be taken advantage of. That's the point.
Well, Earl, they owe the money. And
we didn't argue.
Loan forgiveness.
Hey, CJ, thank you very much for the time. Wish you had more time. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Mike, you got the last of it. You say what?
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. You know, when 70% of the jobs created from 2000 to 2020 did not pay a living wage, I'd say the whole deck is stacked for people to get in debt, for people to get to drown in their debt, and because of our lack of financial literacy, you know, the American people are exposed, and it's just getting worse with the firings of government officials in the IG office, in the accountability office. You know, we have to deal with living wages, and I think that should be a big conversation going forward.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. So, Stephen, you want to say what to those callers?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they all have good points. You know, we do need to understand our, you know, control our spending, get what you need, not what you want. But, you know, but I wish it was that easy. We got a million books out there.
Right.
On that. It's not really just about that. We live in a society that breeds wanting more. You can get rich. You can have it all. This is America. This is what we live in.
Right.
So, you know, and it's subconsciously put into us from being a child. So, yes, we do need to work on those things. But companies can make a lot of money without being predatory. And there could be relief offered because we live in a great enough country that has a lot of resources to be able to say, if you can prove you're in this situation financially, there needs to be a door that you can walk through for relief. It shouldn't just be a trap door of a debt cycle, and then they're coming at you to put threats of your bank account wage, you know, extreme wage garnishment, 25% per paycheck, or freezing assets. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about running away from your debts. Now, I want to make sure that anyone that is struggling financially, number one thing you need to do, get your household in order, do your best with that, and contact every one of your creditors. Even if you can't pay them, you just let them know what you're going through. That right there is going to save you a lot of worry, because it's going to give you your power back. When they call you, answer your phone and say, I just don't have it. If I had it, I've been paying you before. Hey, you can see that I don't have it.
Hey, Stephen, I got to bring you back, man.
Okay.
I'll bring you back, because there's so much, and people certainly need it. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. All right.
Up thank next, you, Jane Madnett, Greg Bach, Madnett on air. See you guys on tomorrow.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK. Jane Madnett and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show joining us at 10:33 to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Join us.
Madnett on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. On social media, President Trump just announced he will double the tariffs on all Canadian steel and aluminum to 50% in retaliation for the province of Ontario enacting a 25% tariff on the electricity it sends to the U.S. Trump says the tariff increase will take effect tomorrow. He's also threatening to increase the April 2nd tariffs on cars, which he says will essentially shut down automaking in Canada. Trump says the only way to make the tariffs disappear is to make Canada the 51st state. Tariff whiplash is just one reason stocks are down again this morning. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Where we are is essentially that the world of investing is made up of human beings. Those human beings are feeling a little freaked out by the on-again, off-again tariffs, retaliations, cuts at the government, and it is making people feel concerned enough that we could see the economy slow down.
Dow's down 463 points. NASDAQ's lost another 109. CBS News special report. I'm Michael.